Nice, cool bunch to do the meditation session today. So after a bit of chit-chat with some of the disciples, something which came up was sort of like dealing with sort of like garden variety problems and difficulties, and naturally in the meditation that it's sort of like a core principle that you need to come to a fairly substantial understanding of yourself, your character, your personality, because essentially it's that sense of self which is going to be coming up for you on a regular basis and disturbing the tranquility of the mind. So essentially, regardless of whatever the content, that it's intrinsically the sense of I, that's me, which keeps coming up and disturbing the peacefulness of the mind, and essentially it's the thing that you just can't let go of. And so it's an easy thing to say to let go of one's personality, but if you're able to do that within a very, very short time span, you'd be able to drop into a very profound state of samadhi. So the sense of I, this is what you're working with on a regular basis, regardless of the circumstances, and that will be the test. And you usually find that people who have very good meditation on a regular basis, they don't have a very strong sense of, say, like personal identity, personality view, very, very strong views and opinions, and the character itself, just doesn't, they're not the kind of person who wants to really like stand out, very, very small ego. And so, even though this business of letting go of the ego is much much easier said than done, because the different facets of you which come up on a regular, they're coming up on a regular basis in like 10,000 different ways. So you've got to find sort of skillful ways in order to let go of these emotional thinking processes, and drop the mind down into a state of stillness. And so the whole business, comes to, getting to know oneself on quite a, quite a significant level, and knowing exactly how to tranquilize those thoughts and those feelings which come up on a regular, on a regular basis. So when I look at the way that I teach these days is I tend to put more emphasis on, say, like skill in meditation. Samadhi, everyone has the ability to focus and hold an object, with the without difficulty at all. It's just essentially the thinking process which blocks you. And but the level of attention that's required to hold any meditation object is really, it's just like nothing. It's really incredibly light. It's like that little simile of the bird in the hand. You don't actually even have to hold the little bird in case it flies away. You just have your hand extended, and that little bird just sits there in the palm of your hand, in a state of it's like a state of effortlessness. And so it's just a matter of just placing attention, and the attention stays put for minutes, for hours on end, if you've got the underlying energy to sustain that state. So with the when I do the different classes that I do, I usually encourage people to work with different So meditation tools, you know, many of you are familiar with metta, compassion and equanimity, and they will work to a degree, but you may need more than that. You may need to maybe use, say, at least 2 to 3 principles, so like 2 to 3 themes, meditation themes, in order to support the breath, in order to support the walking meditation. And so, you know, once you sort of got your, you know, your little meditation toolbox together, you've got possibly 3 or 4 applications, 3 or 4 tools, which you know work reasonably well for you, and you may have to sort of juggle and experiment, but the things that work, from what I've seen, so the user-friendly practices, especially like metta and compassion, the reason why they give you the initial, help to give you the initial calm, the initial energy, the positivity to calm the mind is they increase the level of positivity, energy, and they help to counteract the hindrance of ill will. So, you know, ill will and sensual desire, you know, tend to be the two main hindrances of the 5 which come up for people on a regular basis. And, you know, the other 3, sloth and torpor, I mean, naturally people say, as some of you may understand, say physical sloth in the body, which is in an extreme way, physical exhaustion. Mental torpor, which means that the mind essentially is like unwieldy, it lacks energy, mental energy. You know, you have trouble focusing, you're scattered, the mind's just all over the place. And then you have, restlessness and scruples, mental restlessness, possibly excitability, and scruples, that is just that component where people start worrying about their moral foundation, you know, their precepts, if they've done anything wrong in the course of, as the days and weeks have gone by, and then that comes back to disturb the person, and the last one being skeptical, doubt about the Buddha's path, about the teaching, about the nature of the Sangha. And but with the tools that you use, that it's good to, you know, sort of one thing you can actually do is experiment for, say, like a couple of days or even a week, say, using metta, then compassion, and then possibly, say, like emptiness and the changeability perception of anicca. And I do the anicca sanya a lot, you know, I do it for hours every day, and I find it very effective. And the reason why, that's the main one I do. I don't do the other applications very frequently, but the reason why anicca is so effective is because essentially you're keeping the mind in line with Dhamma principles and in line with reality, because nobody is going to argue with you that everything in this mind and body changes and everything in this universe changes. You know, it doesn't matter how incredibly bright or talented, you know, they won't be able to argue that point, you know, with anyone in this room, because it's a law of nature. So when you abide, you know, when you use those kind of mantras in relation with thoughts and feelings and even component things like plants and flowers and anything you can possibly think of within the mind and body framework and anything which exists in this world, the anicca sanya, it's got this kind of the ability to bring the mind back, say, towards like a central point, you know. So it doesn't really matter what kind of extreme the mind goes to, that, you know, when you consider that all phenomena is changeable, it makes it much easier to let go of. And so, and essentially, you know, being very user-friendly, you can use it on absolutely anything. You can use it as a singular mantra, application, or you can, you know, you can use things like seven enlightenment factors, and so you've got seven mantras, or you can, or you know, whatever you can possibly think of, you can get into chemistry, biology, and you can take a certain just anything in nature apart to its core principles, and those core principles are all changeable. So, you know, you can have a very wide repertoire, and you can just swap and change with absolutely anything. Some people find, you know, particular things more effective than others. But the whole aim of the business is to essentially like detach the mind from phenomena, and you know, to get the mind to let go. So, what we'll do with the preliminary, because a few people were just running into, say, difficult emotions. We'll just say do 5 minutes on the compassion meditation, having compassion for oneself. So just look within one's personality and try to identify any kind of difficult feelings, or it could even be, you know, say like even things like a disease process in the body. A person could be suffering from even cancer or heart disease, you know. So you can do a very, very simple, say, like principle, or, you know, may I be free from, say, worry and concern. May I be free from harm and danger. So whatever difficult feelings you have to deal with here and there, you know, may I be free from that certain painful experience. And so we'll do that for 5 minutes and just get the mind grounded, and then we'll do a changeability perception, the nature perception, with the breath, focusing on the fairly, you know, reasonably sharp focus around the mouth, which works quite well for most people. So just get yourself in a comfortable position with your back straight, head upright and comfortable. Make sure you can breathe into the full chest, and you've got nothing tied around the waist, the throat, nothing restrictive on the body, so you can be physically comfortable. And it helps to have the legs crossed, and even to have the arms, the actual hands together, as it helps to draw the energy in towards the centre of the body. It helps to, you know, especially with the energy circulation in the body. People find that it improves the quality of the samadhi, and anyone who does Tai Chi and Qigong will see that it does improve the quality of tranquility meditation. So just choose that mantra, compassion mantra of your choice, and just do that silently for the next 5 minutes. So we'll make a start with the breath meditation. So just focus on the feelings around the mouth section. Focus around the mouth and just watch the breathing cycle on the periphery. And we'll just use a simple mantra as we focus at this point. And just use this particular anicca sanya, like elements. So as you breathe out elements, breathing in, leave a space, breathing out, a changeable. Breathing in, leave a space, so breathing out, elements. Breathing in, leave a space, breathing out, a changeable. And that'll help to promote the letting go, at least to a small degree. And we'll do that for the rest of the session. As the meditation develops, just try to keep yourself as physically and emotionally relaxed as possible. So if you have a little bit of trouble settling down, just switch over to the wisdom practice, investigation. You know, try to understand those thoughts and feelings which are obstructing or blocking you, and try to understand them from a full 360 degree perspective. Because especially with the delusion, you need to see clearly what's happening there. Otherwise, it's it makes it too difficult to understand it and let it go. So contemplate it completely and then return to the breath. So we're coming towards the end of the meditation, so just reflect back and see what works for you. And I'll ring the gong 3 times, you can open your eyes when you're ready. Did anybody have any questions on the meditation at all? Well, a bunch of happy campers. Okay, we'll finish it up.